It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugie.
And we welcome you to another edition of Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. We're going to spend a few minutes talking about YSS, but not necessarily focusing in on Marshall County, much to the chagrin of David Hicks, because he always likes to talk about YSS in Marshall County. But actually, he's brought a guest with him today, and we're glad to have David, you and your guest here. You want to introduce your guest here, first of all?
Yeah. Listeners, I'd like you to meet Amy Doyle. She's our new Vice President of Philanthropy here at YSS. And, of course, you know, we talk a lot about YSS of Marshall County here in KFJB, but we are much more broad than just what we do here in Marshalltown, certainly more diverse. So Amy's just been a great addition to our team, and I'll maybe let her talk a little bit about brief background and then just some of the larger things we have going on at YSS.
Well, let me ask you first, David.
Sure.
Not that I don't want to talk to you, but
yeah.
How important is somebody who has a position like Amy for you and the folks here?
Yeah, philanthropy is really the backbone of YSS. You know, we get state grants, federal grants, we do some fee-for-service things, but it's really, really important that we have the support of donors and funders that keep the machine going. You know, we do certainly have programs that are grant funded that that meet our needs, but there are so many needs beyond that we need the support of the community and business leaders to support what we do. So that philanthropy leader just helps bridge our goals and services to those who have the means to support what we do.
And so, you know, you're really putting the pressure on Amy, right? Is that it?
Absolutely. And bottom line is, it's donations and sponsors.
Amy Doyle, it's great to have you here. Thank you for taking the time. Welcome to the YSS family. How long have you been on the job?
Thank you so much. I have, this is week five for me.
Week five?
Yes.
And they're throwing you on the radio already, huh?
Right to the sharks. I don't know. They said, David, go talk to David. He's so nice.
Yeah.
Look
what happened. So first natural question is, what made you want to get involved with an organization like YSS?
You know, I will tell you that purpose-driven work is sort of the cornerstone of my career. I always want to feel like I'm making a difference and having an impact. And I don't think that there is an organization that does that on the scale that YSS does, with the passion and the commitment, the people here. You know, it is not uncommon to walk YSS's hallways in Marshalltown, in Ames, in Mason City, and find people who have been here for 20, 25 years. And that's amazing. And I think that is a testament that you just cannot generate or fake about the really, truly impactful work that YSS does.
So tell me, what does a vice president of philanthropy do for an organization like YSS?
You know, I like to think of it like this. YSS has been here for 45 years, and I want YSS to be here for another 100 years. So to do that, it's exactly what David said. My team and my primary role is to make sure that backbone, that spinal support exists. So we lift up those programs that aren't ever going to make money. And we don't need them to make money because we rely on community support. We rely on things like legacy gifts and estate planning to help us have that long-term sustainability so that we are here in another 45 and 100 years. My job is to build that process, build that team, and bring those people into our YSS family.
So when you talk about your team, you know, we talk with David about YSS of Marshall County, and we know he's got staff and folks that help deal with the individuals and the counseling and also, you know, referencing and referring them on to other mm-hmm. agencies and all that. What does a philanthropy team look like?
A philanthropy team, now I'm going to get a little blowback on this. A philanthropy team looks like a sales team that doesn't, without any of the negative connotations.
Wait a minute. You're at a radio station here, so we got salespeople right down the hall.
Okay.
So you're okay. Go ahead.
No slicked back hair, no gimmicks, no crazy deals, no coupons that expire in 24 hours. Our a philanthropy team helps people put their money where they can see the impact that they're making today, tomorrow, for as long as they want to see that sustainable cycle of, I have the means to provide a support and assistance to people who do not. And we have programming and people like David running community-based centers that can put that in. You want it to stay in Marshalltown, it will stay in Marshalltown. You are concerned overall with the plight of homeless youth, then we can apply it across all of our areas of coverage and do that for you. That's what we want.
So talk a little bit about, you know, are you out working on just individual gifts? Are you saying, you know, you mentioned Ames and Mason City. And, of course, you know, David, we've talked and shared that, you know, really YSS has an impact in all 99 of Iowa counties.
Absolutely.
So are you looking more for the individual, or are you looking more for, and for the individuals as they're served, or are you looking for bigger pictures for maybe a facility? I know that you mentioned before we went on the air about a health campus that mm-hmm. you're working on. I know it's all important, but is there one aspect of it that carries a little more weight than the other?
It is all important, and so that's absolutely true. But to do a big, ambitious, hairy, audacious goal like a Central Iowa Behavioral Health Campus that serves all 99 counties and youth from across the state, that's going to take as many individual donors as we can find, but also building relationships with state agencies, with federal agencies, with making sure that our grants are in alignment with those program requirements, and also that we're working with as many partners in the communities. In all of those communities that we have a presence, what do people want to see? What do they need? And who in that community is at that legacy, you know, that legacy level or that corporate sponsorship level that can take us, you know, we can spend 10 years mm-hmm. raising it $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 at a time, or we can make a concentrated push in 2 years and target a percentage of people who can get us into that seven-figure numbers and build the base with the individuals. My job is to prioritize that, is to make sure we don't have a million people running in a million different directions, but that we've got a team that focuses on high-impact gifts, recurring gifts, estate gifts, and then all those individual donors who also want to make a difference.
Have you found it difficult? That's probably not a fair question since you've only been in 5 months, but just in your previous lives, and you know, we've been through the pandemic, we've been through some other things, we've been through the tornado, and David was, you know, raising money out there, so they have that awesome new facility that used to be the police station.
Mm-hmm.
Is it more difficult these days, maybe than in past, to try and get folks to, you know, open up the wallet a little bit and get the moths out of there and get a few greenbacks coming there?
You know, I think it's actually the opposite.
Really?
I think that the pandemic isolated so many of us, and it was so hard to feel like what you did mattered outside of your own home or tiny pod. I think people are so hungry for connection, to feel like I can make a difference and make a positive impact outside of, you know, whoever, my cat that I'm at home with, my family that I've seen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the last 18 months. I think people are looking, they're even more willing now to say, I had it pretty good. I mean, it wasn't fun, but I had it pretty good. So who do I need to help now? And, you know, we see this big tsunami of mental health crisis kind of looming over us, just as a society, as communities, locally, state, nationally. I think people really are tuned in to the necessity of that and the dangers, and they want to help. So I don't see a tightening. I see a loosening, really, and an eagerness to be a part of something more.
Mm-hmm. More than of themselves type.
Yes.
Thing. You know, it's always interesting because, you know, we've had so many discussions, not only with David, but a lot of the folks who are involved in the organizations and the services that are available just here in Marshalltown and Marshall County. And, you know, there's a certain pride in this community about folks always stepping up to the
yes.
plate and helping in. And again, I know it's early. Is that the kind of thing you'd like to see in the other communities where YSS has a major presence? And are we just blind here in Marshalltown, don't see the forest for the trees, or is some of that elsewhere?
Absolutely. If you're asking me, would I duplicate the passion and the spirit and just the genuine family love that Marshalltown has and put it into every community that we serve? 100% the answer is yes. I do think Marshalltown has so much to be proud of, and it really, it's more than, you know, those community or connection. This truly is a family of individuals who sees the importance of building this fabric that supports everybody and lifts everyone equally. We want that in all our communities. I think all of our community-based center directors are doing an amazing job. I think David's just a really, he's just a rock star. You guys just really lucked out with having him lead this, and I think...
Well, we know he's into heavy metal, yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty appropriate, don't you think, David?
Kyle, yeah, maybe get Kyle on here. We can talk music sometime. Ken, too. So, yeah, that's my alter ego.
David, let me ask you, what has impressed you about Amy so far? And I'm not just saying that as part of a management team, but... You know, you've been around long enough, you've seen the various ways that money has been raised and people who are kind of taking the lead on that. What is she going to bring to the table to help you and to help folks here in this community as well as elsewhere around the state?
Yeah, and it's a great question. I've been with YSS 25 years, so during that time I've seen people come and go. So Amy's perspective is excellent. You know, she's a former lawyer, so she kind of has that legal side. She's done a startup. So she knows the pressures and what it takes to make a startup become reality. So just great perspective. And just having the influence of somebody like Amy with that diverse background really helps people like me, because I'm in the forest for the trees of providing services and programming. It's great to have somebody say, hey, here's some other sources of income or revenue we should be looking at. And there's that great analogy when you're looking at raising funds, compare it to a lion who's very hungry. A lion could go out and chase mice all day long and get that small meal. But once they see a few gazelles out there, it's like, huh, you know what? I'm going to get that gazelle. It's more sustaining. It's long term. And while that's kind of a weird analogy, we just don't want to chase mice all the time. We have to look for larger funds. And so we've had just a great blessing in Marshalltown to having those key funders here, allowing us to do what we do in Marshalltown. And we want to continue that. And as we look at new programming, you know, we've got Impact in going 5 months, and that's our partnership with the police department.
Right.
There's other things we're starting to look at down the road, and really sustaining Impact is going to be really critical. We've got this pilot project going. We've got the data to support it. Mm-hmm. We just need those donors and the financial backbone to make it sustain, which we are one of the few in the state, let alone the country, operating a program like this. Mm-hmm. So we are under the microscope. We're a little bit of a guinea pig, but we're getting the results.
Amy, compare what you've seen thus far. Again, you know, only 5 months in, but I'm sure you did some research ahead of time. You sound like that kind of an individual, which is great. But when you look at the various centers for YSS around the state, I mean, we see a little bit of everything and we talk about little things, but one of the areas that I know a lot of folks, rightly or wrongly, think that we need to do better at here is with the homeless. Is that consistent elsewhere around the state, or just depend on the area? Is it just, you know, the mental health? Is it the youth? You cover such a wide range of services for a wide range of people. Is there anything that has stood out to you yet?
I don't think that there is a common theme. I think, you know, because we are so diverse in, you know, no two community-based centers are the same. So what you all have at Marshalltown is unique and special, in no small part because of what Marshalltown will build and support, but also because we build programming according to what the community needs. So if Marshalltown feels like our homeless programming here is not strong enough yet, then that's something for us to work on. If you went to Des Moines, where we run the Iowa Homeless Youth Center, we run emergency beds. Kids can walk in there any day, get a free meal, get a safe place, get counseling, get services and support. I think they would say, no, YSS in downtown Des Moines has an excellent homeless, you know, outreach, prevention, education. So I think that's really community based, and I don't see how that can change, right? Because what Marshalltown might need in 5 years is going to be very different than what Mason City or Nevada or Boone. And so I think that just is a naturally evolving process that we just continue to answer to the best of our abilities.
As Vice President of Philanthropy for an organization like YSS, do you have one goal hanging out there that you want to try and achieve first? Or is there, again, does it depend upon the variety of needs around the state?
It won't be first, but I will tell you that the one thing that I am the most excited about is this Central Iowa Behavioral Health Campus. I know that we serve youth from 99 counties. So what we do a really great job in the communities that we are in is addressing those needs directly. What we struggle with is if you are 4.5 hours away from the nearest community-based center, it's really hard for you to access that. So what I want is to build this great new concept. Iowa doesn't have this one centralized location where you can get crisis stabilization, transition services, behavioral health, and substance abuse all together mm-hmm. in a nature-based setting, away from those distractions, and rebuild your life. Have that hope and opportunity.
You've got a big job ahead of you, and good luck to that. And we appreciate your time, and best of luck to you in your role as VP of Philanthropy and putting up with folks like David Hicks.
She drew the shortest straw.
Thank you both for being here, and we look forward to talking more in the future. And that's Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230, KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.